Enjoy.
Wow. A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our hosts, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland, Sukkah, Tesvav, Sukkah 15A, pagination, page 29. At the bottom of the page, the last 10 lines, we have a new Mishnah. Let's begin. End of a line. Hamekores sukaso bashefudim o ba'aruchos hamita. A person is covering his sukkah with metal rods. They're not kosher for schach. Aruchos hamita are the lengths of a bed, your bed frame, made out of metal. Im yesh revach beinehen kemoson, if there's enough space in between these rods, like the rods themselves, the same amount of space. So if you're dealing with a 1-inch rod, there's a 1-inch space in between them. Kishera, your sukkah could actually be kosher. Okay? Let's leave the second case of the Mishnah for a different time, and let's begin the Gemara. Lema te'eve te'yufta de'rav Huna b'rei de'rav Yeshua. This Mishnah would seem to be a question, a kasha, on Rav Huna b'rei de'rav Yeshua's position, de'itmar, because we learned, parutz ka'omeid, Rav Papa Omar Mutter, Rav Huna b'rei de'rav Yeshua Omar Osir. If you have exactly the same amount, parutz, like omeid, breech, as much as is standing, is that considered enough standing to be considered standing? Or in such cases where there's both breech and standing, you need more standing than breech? What are the quantities? What are the ratios that we have to work with? You'll remember, for example, in the laws of Muktzah, in the case of Bosis, when something is a base to both Muktzah and non-Muktzah items, we wanted it to be a base for a more valuable non-Muktzah item in order that you should be able to move it. We wanted more valuable, not just equal in value.
Why you put bread on a plate?
Yeah, but you're a little bit very advanced by giving that example, because that's because the bread regarding Shabbos is very valuable to me, because I need to be able to have my meal. Not, you're already two steps ahead, because bread is not intrinsically more valuable necessarily than the muktzah item, but because the bread is so valuable to me, it's like it's more valuable. But the key term that I'm just bringing in over here is more valuable. And when it came to breech and standing, such a case where the wall is partly up, partly down, how much of it has to be up? This was a disagreement. Do I need more good than bad, or do I just need them to be equal? Rav Huna b'rei d'Rav Yeshua's position was that you need more good than bad, more standing than breech, in order for it to be okay. Otherwise, it's usur. What are we seeing over here? Over here, it's the reverse. If you're doing a direct comparison, the standing is the part that's causing us the problem, because I get metal rods going across, and I'm ready to put on my schach in the gaps. The gaps are actually good things for me, because they're going to get kosher schach. But the principle is going to be the same. When I have good and I have bad, is it enough for the good to be equal and then we're fine? Or do I need more good than bad? By telling me in the Mishnah, im yesh revach beinehem kimo son, there's enough space in between these rods, like the rods, it seems to be that all I need is equal good to bad. Back in the Gemara, Amalach Rav Huna b'rei d'Rav Yeshua. Rav Huna b'rei d'Rav Yeshua is going to answer you, my kimoson, what does it mean, like them, the space in between is equal to the rods, benichnas v'yotze. the way space between rods is normally when you have to put something in or take something out. What happens when you need to put something in or take something out is invariably you need a little bit more space than the item itself. And when we say equal, he says, we don't mean equal. We mean equal the way normal people operate. And normal people operate, excuse me, equal means that the rod, you had all the rods in position, you pulled out every other rod, but you had to pull it out. There was a little bit of give. It wasn't so flush that it's exact. So when you pulled it out, there's a little give there. And that's what we're talking about. The space in between is actually more than the rods that are in place. Turn over to the second side. Ask the Gemara, v'efshel tzamtzem. That's very nice that that's the way people typically do it. But if a person wanted to, they could do it exact. They could leave exactly the same 1 inch as the same 1 inch of the rod. Exactly, precisely. And the Mishnah never told us that we had to be careful about this. The Mishnah said, Kimmo son, like them. And we have two answers to this problem. Amar Rav Ami b'madif. Rav Ami says that he purposely leaves a little extra space in the middle. And yes, if you know the halachas, you'll know that that's what you need to do. Literally, kimosan is not acceptable. And Rava Amar afilu tema b'she'en madif. And Rava says, even if you don't make it more, imayun esrim shasinosan in orev, if they're going crosswise, you go lengthwise. Arev nosan shesi. And if it's widthwise, do lengthwise. You're doing the opposite, which is actually the way we build most of our sukkahs. We first put down cross beams, and then onto those cross beams, we put the schach going in the
perpendicular
direction. Thank you. Right? Mm-hmm. And Rava says, there's no problem, because there's going to be much more schach here. And the much more schach is going to actually be mevatel, the bad schach, the bad cross beams. You had a question.
I'm simply not understanding. Are we saying we don't want the actual pieces of schach to be too close to each other?
Schach too close to each other is never a problem.
So
that's
what are we
great.
Saying here? That
we're worried about the rods. If
which
the
rods? Which rods?
The metal rods of the Mishnah. We have metal rods of a Mishnah going across, and we were only told that there's space in between, Kimmo's son, like them.
The space is good. The rods are bad.
Very good.
Thank you.
It's the reverse of what we compared it to. Good. We compared it to someone who was trying to enclose an area, and he didn't enclose it properly. So we had most of it was up, but a lot of it was down, and then we wanted to know what would happen if it's equal. The wall enclosure around an area. In that case, what's up is good, and what's space is bad. In our case, it's the reverse. What's up, metal rods, before we put up the schach, that's bad. Mm-hmm. We're going to put the schach in the open space. More open space there is, better it is for us, because we're going to get good schach in there. And therefore, don't focus on standing or not standing. Focus on good and bad, useful, kosher, whatever word you want to use. Okay? So we have two solutions. One is leave a little extra space in between the rods. And the other solution, Rava says, is do it perpendicular and load it on thick. And like this, you're getting schach, useful, in the space between the rods. But besides that, the rods themselves, Rashi says, are becoming batel. And therefore your sukkah was kosher.
Even though they're supporting the schach, right? Right? I mean, that's...
$1 million comment. Yes. Even though they're supporting the schach. What do you see from this Mishnah? That for strict halacha, a makabel tumah, a rod of metal that was once part of a bed, is supporting your schach, and the sukkah is going to be kosher. Now, we know that in practical halacha, we are strongly discouraged from supporting our schach with metal, with something that's makabel tumah, to the point that if you buy even a cloth-like sukkah in a nice little bag, they send you, at least many companies do, two extra 1x2s or something, a piece, two extra pieces of wood, so that you should not be tempted to put the schach directly on the metal rods, but rather you should put the wood in between and then put the schach onto the wood. And that's a very definitive hakpada that we have, because we don't want to support the schach with something that itself would not be acceptable as schach, because someone might get the wrong idea and might come to start using that item as schach. And therefore we have this like point of separation, that even the thing that's supporting the schach is also an item that's kosher for schach. What you see from the Mishnah, though, is that at the end of the day, it's still going to be kosher. As careful as we're going to be, but it is still a kosher sukkah. But we're not supposed to do it like that. Now, fine, we're not supposed to do it like that, so let's not do it like that. How far does this rule go? Don't support it with something that itself would not be acceptable as schach. So the Mishneh Berurah mentions that if you build a sukkah out of stone walls, he says you're allowed to put your schach onto the stone walls, because no one is thinking to make schach out of stone. That's not a concern. And therefore, stone walls to support your schach are not a problem. Again, if you were doing metal, so we're worried you're going to be masakich with metal. But a stone wall, no one's going to be masakich with a stone wall.
Is that the only reason we're concerned about metal?
This is the wording. Supporting. Obviously, if it's actually schach, it's because it's puzzle. But why are we nervous about supporting good schach with puzzle schach? Because we're worried you're going to come to use it as schach. Okay? Another case, Dir Shemishneh Berurah brings. What happens if a person had boards across the top that were put there not for the purpose of sukkah, not for the purpose of shade? He has cross beams. They're sitting there. Storage. I understand they're not kosher for schach, but are they kosher to support my schach?
These are wooden boards.
Wooden boards. He says yes. Because let's say someone would be under the impression that I'm going to be misakech with them. Mm-hmm. Good. So right. Be misakech with them.
No problem.
Great. Move them into position for the purpose of a sukkah. You're good. Fascinating. Once you understand the reason for the concern, to appreciate what might actually be acceptable. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.